7 after the hour, Thursday, March 20th, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap around. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. Jennifer off this week. That pretty much gives you the rundown. I'm Dudley Steffen with the essence of the big news today, the stories. I actually kind of want to go back through the timeline for a moment. The Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 began in our minds on Saturday morning, March 8th, took off at 12:40 in the morning. Investigators believe somebody reprogrammed the plane's flight management system to turn away from its original flight plan. Then 26 minutes after takeoff, the plane sent out its last automatic maintenance data info to the airline itself. At 1:19 in the morning, the co-pilot told air traffic controllers, "All is well, all right, good night," as the plane moved toward Vietnamese airspace. Those were the last words heard from the plane. So where does the search stand now? In the Indian Ocean, near Australia, you have probably heard by now that the Australian satellites picked up some debris in the ocean. There are three or four planes that either are there or are headed in that direction. Weather is bad there today. First plane on the scene could not find, given the coordinates that came off of the satellite pictures, could not find the debris that had been mentioned, even though one of those items is 79 feet long, did not find them. And so there is a ship that's on the way that could pick out of the water whatever debris was in there. Take it 2 days to get there.
Yeah, they've rerouted a shipping ship.
Or a shipping ship.
A container ship.
to go over there. Ship.
A shipping ship. Right. And also they're dropping markers because the weather is really bad in that area right now. So they're having problems with that.
Okay, the Malaysians did themselves no favors yesterday, and they have expressed regret because a number of families that were complaining at a press conference about the lack of knowledge, and they were removed for protesting. Can you imagine that happening in the United States? Protesters at some function, and then they are yanked away because it's embarrassing for the powers that be. I'm not being really facetious about that because it has happened here. And the outrage is being expressed by a lot of people around the world. Man, the Malaysian Prime Minister had these people taken away for protesting because they've handled this like they were third graders.
We've never pulled out people for protesting. More information on their missing family members.
Well, but I'm just saying in general. There are lots of different circumstances in which misinformation, lack of information, poor information, you name it, comes from government officials here. And there are people who protest that. On the mall in Washington, you know that better than anybody, Richie, because you live there. There are protests all the time.
Sure.
And sometimes with regard to authority. The president gets heckled here and there. The vice president gets heckled here and there. Members of the cabinet get heckled. Members of Congress get heckled. Members of the Senate get heckled. Public officials get heckled.
If they're on public property, and until they break some kind of rule or law, they pretty much leave them alone. But
we had some
handcuffed themselves to the White House fence the other day, and of course they take them out.
That's cool. I think that's fun. I see a little of that. Yeah. All right. So anyway, the point is these people are the ones, when you really get down to the nitty-gritty, I don't think we really understand how the government works over there. Very simplistic. I wasn't being facetious. I'm using that
word right
today. The government, it's like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. You think we have a lousy government here. You think our officials are unresponsive. You think things run poorly. You ought to be in some of these countries like Malaysia. Africa is another place where you go. And you find it's in many cases, some of the countries in the Middle East, too, they're not very finite when it comes to their organization. And the last thing they're interested in being is accountable.
Try and get a new driver's license in Colombia.
Yeah, really?
It's maddening.
Right. Okay. So you understand what's what. So anyway, with regard to the flight, there was a Royal Australian Air Force P-3 that flew over the area. There are four other planes, as I said, that were on their way. They could not locate the debris. And that's, as Richie suggested, because the weather is so bad there. But altogether, there are 18 ships, 29 aircraft. Helicopters also have been deployed into the region. They're not going to find anything. I don't think they're going to find anything because the plane's not there. It isn't.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think the plane is there at all. I'd be very surprised. Everything's subject to, but you know as well as I do, we have one of our Navy Poseidon aircraft there. I went over the target area as well, found nothing. So you can. There are all kinds of possibilities. What was it that they saw? It could have been a piece of something from a cruise liner, something from a container ship. Who knows what this stuff is? But the fact that everybody, you looked all of a sudden, all the news, CNN, NBC, ABC, Washington Times, New York Times. Yeah, we've seen it. We've spotted it. It's a breakthrough. They haven't found anything. But everybody's grasping at straws because everybody's been led down this path like sheep. And the story is fascinating, yeah. But does it deserve all of this attention? All these experts? I mean, CNN, there's nothing on CNN except this stuff. It's a great drama. Yeah, it is. But other than that, what good is it unless you get somebody on the plane? Somebody in your family's on the plane, it's worth something. Other than that, it's a real distraction.
It's a credible lead
in our country.
You follow it up. It's a credible lead. You follow it up and see what's there.
And it's the only lead that they've really had.
Yeah.
Right. Almost 2 weeks.
But I'm saying, is this the kind of thing that so takes over? I look at CNN's homepage. It's all about the wreckage. It's all about credible information. It's all about this flight.
Oh, CNN has glommed onto this one.
Yeah. Why are we so obsessed with this flight? 888-302-3684. Roberta, how much time did you spend yesterday paying attention to the fate of these people and the fate of the plane?
Oh, probably online, I'd say 20 minutes to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Richie, how about you?
I certainly was interested when I heard or saw updates about it, and I would spend a minute just kind of seeing what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got my attention for sure.
Right. How about you, Kenny?
Well, outside of what I would need to focus on for good day,
right?
I started yesterday afternoon that was the first thing I flipped on CNN to see if the plane had been found.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's captivating. It's a captivating story.
Yeah. There's a picture that I've seen, a pretty incredible sand sculpture of, it's labeled, if you've seen it, Pray for Flight 370. Somebody has created two perfect hands in the sand with an airplane sitting in the hands. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Yeah, that's interesting, though.
Yeah, it's really very. But this is the kind of attention being paid to this thing. All right, so
there's also been a lot of funnies that have been going around, like, you know, with the cast of Lost with the plane in the background. I saw one with Gilligan's Island with the plane in the background, and one with Fantasy Island. The plane.
I'm not ready for that.
Stuff like that going around.
Yeah,
as well.
you gotta wait till the plane's found before you can start doing anything.
Yeah, it's a little. You wonder about the bad taste.
Yeah.
You do, Roberta?
if she's wondering,
wow,
it's bad.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, more big news. We have dogs in the news today. It's International Happy Day, in case you didn't know that. And Roberta has her report from the Queen of Cheap coming up next year on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win!
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick certified service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
This is not a drill, folks. The Spring Into a Honda sales event means great deals on the Honda Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class, and loaded with standard features like Pandora? Whoa. Head over to the Spring Into a Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones, wireless carriers, rates apply, durability based on longevity, longevity based on IHS Automotive, Polk U.S. vehicles and operation registration statistics 1988 through 2012 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of coaster type. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Here to impress us with her knowledge, Roberta the queen of cheap with the deals today that will set you ahead. Any number of ways, mostly by saving money, that puts you ahead, but maybe there's some things in here that you didn't even know existed. So let's move ourselves ahead, Roberta.
Okay, well, it's spring ahead, and first day is spring, and Rita Italian Ices, giving away free Italian ices today to mark the first day of spring. If you're in a place that's warm, that's great. They'll cool you off. If you're in a place
that
that's
doesn't
cold,
include you.
You might want to melt them and make like a warm drink out of them or something. Free Italian ices at Rita's. If you're planning your summer vacation, SeaWorld has a whole bunch of incredible discounts for SeaWorld San Antonio, San Diego, and the one in Orlando, Busch Gardens. So we have all sorts of good discounts for you for SeaWorld, and they're all at DougSteffen.com. Jack in the Box, buy one, get one free. Their hamburger called a Bacon Insider. You can, like, double your chances of a heart attack. And Lego, if your kid loves Lego the way Rich's son loves Lego, on April 1st, kids 6 to 14 can build and take home a free Lego model helicopter at a Lego store near you. And we tell you where those are at DougSteffen.com and tell you about all other ways to save all kinds of money and get free stuff in the mail and, you know, stuff like that. That is absolutely wonderful things. So
those Lego guys are smart.
And check out the Queen of Cheap section.
You go in, you get a free helicopter, and you spend $100 on Lego sets.
That's a lot.
That's a clever way to do it. It's kind of like Home Depot, things. You know, bring in your kids for a free, clinic that they do.
Yep.
And you go out, you know.
All right, so special deals from SeaWorld, Jack in the Box, more of those things. Some of them are cumulative. You can find them in the pretty much the midsection of the homepage at DougSteffen.com. Check out our supermarket guru, Phil Lippert's tips on how to shop for the right things in the food department. 21 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
The contestants on American Idol. So let's present some of them to you, and we'll tell you what we think. Starting with Jenna Irene singing a song called Clarity. The bands, I'm trying to figure out what I didn't like and what I liked. What I don't like is the percussive sound. So crank this up, Richie. When you're listening or watching Fox News or some of the other news channels, when they go from one thing to the next, they do that blaster, whatever that is.
Right.
And it sounds so phony. And that's what I'm hearing in the music. How do they create that? Anybody know? Kenny, how they create that sound, that percussive sound?
Drums.
It just, no, but it's an electronic connection to it.
That's all drums. I mean, drums, bass, and some keyboards can do percussive sounds, but
I don't know, it seems like a lot. All right, so Roberto, what do you think of Jenna Irene?
Not too fond of it.
Not much, okay. Kenny, what about you?
Does nothing for me.
Nothing. Me either. What about you, Richie?
Nowhere.
Nowhere, okay.
Nowhere.
So let's see. Next contestant is Alex Preston singing The Story of My Life.
The ground beneath my feet is open wide.
Wow, I'm done with that.
That's horrible.
That is terrible.
These people should be ashamed of themselves for putting this stuff on. All right, here's Malaya Watson singing When I Was Your Man. Mars a man. Isn't that much value if a woman sings it, does it? What am I missing?
Chicks dig Bruno Mars in his music, so maybe she says when I was your woman. Let's just... No, she didn't change it. But she's dancing. Yeah, no, she didn't change it.
Did you watch this last night a little?
I did not.
No.
You know, my wife, who is the one who watches all of the music shows, she watches The Voice religiously,
but not
so much on American Idol anymore.
All right.
Okay, this is next contestant is Caleb Johnson singing Edge of Glory on American Idol. What happened to the ones that we liked at the beginning? Are they already eliminated? We had two or three that we heard one morning that we really liked.
Well, I noticed this with watching The Voice, and Roberta, you probably noticed the same. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you'll see a singer that's really good.
Yeah.
Like the other day on The Voice, they had this kind of rough, bluesy guy, and they made him try and sing a song that just he could not do, and he got eliminated.
Get us out of there. They're, you know, on one hand, they say, you know, like, pick a style and identify yourself, and, you know, so people know exactly what to expect from you, but then they give them songs that are so out of their style that they sound awful.
So this guy, when he auditioned, may have sang a song that really is just perfect for his voice.
Right.
And now they're saying, okay, you have to pick from this category, and man, they just can't get it.
Do it.
You know, it's like asking a country singer to sing opera. Like, of course they're going to be bad.
Right, yeah. It's tough sometimes. But you know what? If you're going to be a professional and you're going to be able to hit it all, you got to be able to do everything.
We had a fellow on earlier this morning, Vince Gelinese. Wasn't that his name, Kenny? Who was able to sing all genres. He started as an opera singer. He was an Elvis impersonator. He had a very nice, what we would consider, pop song that's popular now, and I think that we could check it out, actually, at DougSteffen.com. Don't we have it somewhere on the website, Kenny?
We do.
Yeah. It was very nice. Presentation was good, and he really could sing. Well, amazing, huh? he really knew how to sing. They got to know how to do all of that stuff. 28 past the hour, and good day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard-of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GC.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There's that singing and one of the songs that pertain to what's going on here on the Good Day program. And then there are new singers and new songs for us to consider. And we're going to do that with a fellow named Vince Gelonese. Is that how to pronounce his name? I like that sound.
I think that's right.
Vince Gelonese is going to join us as a new contributor. He could be on American Idol. Maybe win. Maybe actually have somebody on American Idol that's got some talent. Oh, did I just say that?
Except I think he's Australian.
Oh, so do they have? They probably have an Australian.
I'm sure. Oh,
equivalent,
yeah,
to don't they? It's pretty much all around the world. Time for us to give thanks as we get into another half hour of conversation here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kussler and I are here. Jennifer off back next week. You have heard me a lot in the last, pretty much since the beginning of the year, talking about blessings that we have, the scope of the blessings that you have, and giving thanks. So I've asked every day, and I haven't done a good job of this myself, because you get into some of these things and going, my head gets wrapped around all this stuff. And I forget, as you might, to give thanks for what it is that is happening in your life that's really superb. So, with that in mind, sort of an expression of gratitude, if you go to your Facebook page, I've gone to facebook.com/Good Day Show through Kenny's efforts and posted my feelings. My thought today is that March Madness is a great thing to be thankful for, because it gets a lot of people's minds off of all this other hoopla, whether it's the airplane, whether it's the Ukraine, whether it's what's going on with Obamacare, what's happening in your corner of the world. It's nice to have a distraction and a positive one. So grateful Facebook posts. Please post yours and share it with me and all of us, and we'll do the same. So today I'm thankful for March Madness. What are you thankful for? 888-302-3684. Speaking of that, how about we spend a moment or two listening to a conversation that Greg Knapp had on his radio program about the NCAA and March Madness and how much money is made through the next couple of weeks and whether the college athletes ought to be paid for what they're doing.
Attorney Jeffrey Kessler is now representing five athletes in a class action lawsuit going after the NCAA for not paying the athletes. calling the major athletic conferences a cartel, saying that they are illegally restraining competition for the services of the players. Do you think players should be paid? His reasoning is what you've heard many, many times. The universities and athletic conferences make billions of dollars negotiating television contracts. They bring in money for the university. They bring in money for the coaches. The coaches in many states, he says in most states, the head football coach is the highest paid state employee. Well, I don't know. I'd have to look that up because are they including what the alumni also pay them? See, I know from looking at a lot of these contracts, the football coach may make a couple hundred grand from the actual university. The way they make $3 million is the rest of it is paid to them through the alumni association. That's private money. That's totally different than if the state was paying it with taxpayer dollars. The alumni work out all kinds of great deals for him. They come up with his radio show, his TV show, the live endorsements that he does. All that private stuff has nothing to do with taxpayer dollars. Now, it's still a lot of money, but it's not taxpayer dollars. That's a little different. However, the question is simply this. Okay, yes, they get tuition, books, room, board. They get tutoring. They get a heck of a lot of great stuff for performing on the football field or the basketball court or the baseball diamond, but is it enough? And, you know, I get a little tired of hearing these all these poor athletes. They just don't get paid, and they could get hurt. Oh, they've been playing the sport all their life, and they could get hurt. When they played in high school, they didn't get paid, and they could have gotten hurt, and they weren't even getting anything extra. I mean, everybody got the same education in high school. Now they get this free education, 4 years or five, if they redshirt a year. They get free clothes as long as they're wearing the school logo, right? They got food. They got to. I would have loved a deal like that. And they're getting trained to play in the NFL. Try not to go to college and get in the NFL. They're getting a very good training if that's what they want to do, and if they're good enough, obviously. But if they're not, they just got a free education. And if they get hurt while playing, the school takes care of that. Now, here's where I would say they should get paid. Here's where I believe they should get paid. They're working at least 20 hours a week when they're allowed to practice, and they're working more than that to stay in shape. Why not pay them the same way you pay a student who has a job on campus? A lot of kids, while they're at young men and women, while they're in college, maybe they work at the library part-time, right? Maybe they work as a teacher's assistant part-time. Okay, how is that any different than somebody who is working as a football player or a basketball player? So give them that same kind of pay per hour that you would give a student who works at the library.
All right. What do you think of that proposal? 888-302-3684. Comments about whether college athletes ought to be paid. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Kenny, you can phrase that any way you want to, obviously. And Twitter at Good Day. The essence of conversation. Those of you who are wondering what the latest from the Malaysian Airlines front. There are four military search planes that were dispatched earlier to try to figure out whether the objects that were seen by an Australian satellite in the ocean were from the plane. Other than that, there are 18 ships, 29 aircraft, 6 helicopters deployed in this area looking. The Royal Australian Air Force crew that was on the scene first has been unable to locate the debris. It's a rainy area of the Indian Ocean today, so they're going to keep looking around there probably because they want to try to satisfy some of these families that are looking for answers. That's the latest in that department. 21 before the hour. In a few moments, we're going to meet singer Vince Gelinese, or Gelinese, depending on what part of the world he's from. Gelinese, I like that. Gelinese. We'll find out how he wants to have us perform when it comes to his name. He's got a song called Every Dream that I want you to hear. That's coming up here. In the meantime, I want to get you focused on identity theft, scams, that sort of thing. There are a lot of warnings that are coming out today with regard to scams on this Malaysian airliner. You open up your email and there's some big headline there. Wow, there's the solution. The plane's been found. You click on it and your identity, bingo, is stolen. Ask me, ask your friends, ask people in your family. Everybody has been touched by this one way or another. And sometimes identity thieves can get in, drain money from your bank account. If you use the same email address to do your business, this is a perfect scam. Don't let this happen to you. Call the experts at Life Defense. They are relentless about protecting your identity. They monitor billions of records to help protect you and other members. You'll get monthly all-clear emails if there's nothing to worry about. They will cover you for up to $1 million if it is connected to identity theft. And this is an insurance policy backed by AIG. The fact that you could find out the hard way is not what I really want for you. I want for you to be protected. I've done it with Life Defense myself. If you don't think it's going to happen to you, you're kidding yourself. You're foolish. Do what I did. Call 800-366-1026. That's the way to get a free 30-day trial of Life Defense. 800-366-1026. You'll also get free roadside assistance should your car break down. That's connected to the same insurance policy. Free identity theft protection. And this roadside assistance is yours for 30 days. You get a free 30-day trial of Life Defense and all of its protection by calling now for details. 800-366-1026. Again, life is better when you protect it. Life Defense. Tell them Doug sent you when you call 800-366-1026.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Bass. It was Boston.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Everyone, we're going to need volunteers to work this weekend.
Man, this scalpage is killing me.
Thanks for volunteering, Mark. And let him be an example for the rest of you.
Good job.
It's time for new Salsa Blue Scalpage Treatment. It works at the source with the number one anti-itch medicine, hydrocortisone, plus soothing aloe for fast relief. New Salsa Blue Scalpage. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Feel the rhythm of your heart lying next to me. You're a river of love.
I like to host what might be called Songs and Stories. Vince Gelinese is an Italian, moved to Australia, and is now touring in America thanks to good music like this. The song's called Every Dream. It was a big hit this past year. Number one on Billboard's Hot Singles Sales Chart. Been on the chart for 20 weeks. And actually still in the top 10 after a number of months. You may have heard of him, or if you didn't really recognize the name, you recognize the song, Every Dream. What a great, great story. And sort of an inspiration as well. Vince Gelinese, welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Are you a writer of songs? Is this material mostly all yours that you're performing?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I'm the writer.
So how did you come to know that you had talent? At what age did Vince Gelinese, growing up in Italy, at what age did you know that you had it?
Well, I was actually born in Italy, and we migrated to Australia when I was almost at the age of three. I knew fairly early that I was captivated by music, and at the age of sort of eight, I was always singing. I would pick up a broom and pretend it was a guitar. And at the age of 14, I started playing guitar, and I think I started writing my first song at the age of 14, and By the time I was 16, I joined my first band playing a different type of genres, from pop rock to Latin continental, mm-hmm. and that sort of gave me a broad range and a wider scope of genres, and I just started writing. I was always writing, but, you know, being in Australia, we don't have a big population, and the music industry really isn't that big here.
Mostly it's Americans. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it was always, while I always tried to be as professional as possible, regardless of where I was performing, to ever have something on the charts was always a dream away, so to speak.
So what were your, let's dig around a little bit into your family life. How encouraging were your mother, your father, if you had siblings, people in your family, when they saw that you had talent and that you were very desirous of continuing to pursue that? Did they encourage you, or did they tell you, now, Vince, there's a better future in being a plumber?
Well, their encouragement was actually non-existent.
Really?
Every time I picked up a guitar, my mother would tell me to shut up.
Uh-huh. I grew up around a little of that myself. Yes, I understand.
And, you know, it's funny when I look back now that it was like that. But, you know, when something's in your blood, it's a part of you. You just can't let go. And
mm-hmm. Is your mother still around?
Later on, she is, actually, God bless her soul.
So what does she think of your... after having told you to shut up and wash the floor or whatever, what does she think of your success now?
Well, she said, how did that happen?
Really? She didn't get that her son had talent, right? Are there shows in Australia, television shows like we have here, like American Idol or Australia's Got Talent? Are there those...
We do have Australian Idol. We have The X Factor as well. Australia's Got Talent. We have those kind of shows. But
Think of going on them, or are you too old?
Well, I actually auditioned for X Factor many years ago, and the response was they weren't looking for professionals, so I wouldn't be going through.
Got it. Okay.
So
you came to America, and you spent some time in Las Vegas as an Elvis impersonator?
Well, not so much as an Elvis impersonator, but we were putting together a rock and roll show, and there were parts of it that had Elvis within the show, and I was going to be singing the Elvis song. Yes,
I got it.
I mean, I love Elvis. I love his music. I grew up listening to his music, but I'm not a mad Elvis freak, so to speak.
So, in terms of you and your preferences, I don't hear in every dream any rock and roll, but yet it seems that you really like rock and roll, and that much of your focus has been centered on rock music.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I did 6 years of classical and opera when I was younger, and that still remains a part of what I do.
Great training.
So, because I've covered so many different genres, different styles of music over the years, depending on what I'm singing, I adapt to that style of singing. You know, if I'm doing a country song, then I, you know, you make it sound like you're drawling, and you give it that nice depth and make it sound country. If you're doing a rock song, you give it that rock feel, and if you're doing an opera song, well, then you're singing opera. So
you can do that if you're good. If you're not good, and I'm thinking about some of the people that are around today that are well known for a particular genre, I can't imagine Madonna singing opera. Doesn't work. Does it?
Well, you never know. Maybe she could. Maybe she it's a hidden talent that she hasn't, you know, uncovered yet. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Okay, so if you're interested in this man and the song Every Dream or some of his other music, go to GelonesiMusic.com, GelonesiMusic.com, music.com, GelonesiMusic.com. We've met Vince Gelonesi, and here again is a snippet from Every Dream. Nice to have you here on Good Day, Vince, and continued success. Hope you do well. I like sort of an entrepreneur in a manner of speaking.
For you to stay, for what you feel inside is already on its way. Every. Everybody loves her. Everybody loves her.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Objects spotted in the South Indian Ocean. It's the latest development in the search for Flight 370. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott made the announcement at a meeting of his country's House of Representatives yesterday, and it was followed by a hastily arranged news conference in which John Young of the Australian Maritime Safety Authority reiterated this important new development in the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370.
AMSA's Rescue Coordination Centre Australia has received satellite imagery of objects possibly related to the search for the missing aircraft, Flight MH370.
And so, said Young, crews are racing to that area in the South Indian Ocean.
Four aircraft have been reoriented to locate the objects approximately 2,500 kilometres southwest of Perth.
There has been no sign of the plane, visually or electronically, since the morning of March 8th. Aviation safety expert Matt Robinson says if these pieces are from the missing plane, it could take weeks or even months to find all of the plane.
Get comfortable, because it's going to take a long time to actually salvage this aircraft, if it is in fact this aircraft.
Robinson says oceanographers could be a big help in tracking the ocean currents and path of all of the debris from the plane. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
What do you mean you got there exactly on time?
Ever since we started using Fleetmatics to keep track of our trucks and vans, our business has been running really smoothly.
Are you telling me you've cut your fuel costs?
The boss doesn't have anything to yell about anymore, but some habits are hard to break.
Oh, great. Another call from a happy customer.
Fleetmatics takes the drama out of business. Make fleet tracking more intelligent with real-time tracking, fuel monitoring, and more. Visit Fleetmatics.com/start or call 1-877-350-DEMO for intelligence at work.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower yesterday after Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen hinted at an earlier-than-expected increase in interest rates. The Dow fell 114 points, closing at 16,222. NASDAQ dropped 26 points, S&P down 11. A provision in the Affordable Care Act hitting doctors in the wallet. The American Medical Association says doctors may get stuck with unpaid bills during a 90-day grace period that allows individuals to enroll in health insurance plans without paying for them. Good news for fans of this game. Flappy Bird fans squawking with delight over the return of the popular mobile app. The game's creator, Doug Nguyen, pulled it from the App Store at the height of its popularity last month. He remains a bit flighty about when fans can expect the game to return, but he indicates improvements are in the works and it won't be grounded forever. All right, already. Closing notes. First, a day so many of us thought would never arrive. A day when we can supposedly get rid of this. That's a snowblower. And replace it with this. This is the sound of spring, which officially arrives at 12:57 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time today. But is this a done deal? Of course not. Forecasters are already hinting at a problem for next week, one that includes Arctic air from the north and possible snow for the northern plains to the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic to the Northeast. Somebody really needs to buy Mother Nature a calendar. This is madness. Speaking of madness, March Madness, the NCAA College Basketball Men's Tournament really gets going today. Now that those four ridiculous first-round play-in games are done, it's time for the 64-team bracket. The bracket so many of us are filling out at the office. Did you hear about the folks at Quicken Loans teaming up with billionaire investor Warren Buffett to offer a $1 billion prize for a perfect bracket? The rules page makes it clear there is only a 1 in 9 quintillion chance of winning the grand prize. That's a 9 followed by 18 zeros.
So it's not completely impossible. It's just almost impossible.
That is University of Detroit Mercy marketing professor Mike Bernacci, who says informed analysis of college basketball doesn't improve your odds significantly.
Better informed gets you closer to not succeeding.
Wait a minute. Better informed gets us closer to not succeeding? Couldn't it get us closer to talking about it?
No, not close enough to talk about it. There's nothing to talk about.
The professor isn't making any sense here. Sounds like his bracket is already busted. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.